Australia, looking to make it harder to troll people anonymously online, they're introducing anti-troll legislation this week. That'd force social media companies to reveal the details of the people behind the account. So do you think that's going to work? The chief executive at Guerrilla Technology, Paul Spain, back with us. Paul, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
You hopeful?
Look, governments like to put these rules into place and, you know, they may sound pretty good at the outset, but technologically, sometimes they're not really very practical to actually put in place. And I would fear that could well be the situation with this law.
Is part of the problem that one country is not going to do it, and Australia might well be so insignificant that they might look at it and laugh? What you need is greater global cooperation.
Look, yeah, if you have a true global cooperation, then maybe it would be possible. But how do you define the lines of whether a user is or isn't in Australia? And there's not an easy technological way to do that. And as soon as you sort of set something and say, well, it's based on a user's IP address delivered by their internet service provider, then people can very easily go and get an overseas IP address linked through that via varying technologies, VPNs and proxies. And effectively, they're no longer in Australia, so they just go ahead with their trolling anyway.
Do you think, though, it could have a chilling effect? Because, yes, at the extreme, you're 100% technologically right, but there'll be a bunch of buffoons who aren't that bright in the first place who might just go, oh, it's a bit hard, and give up.
Yeah, look, all of that, it's definitely possible. Australia did announce about a month or so ago that they're also going to require youngsters, those under 16, joining social media to have to get parental approval. So, look, there could be some good that comes out of this. I'm just not sure how practical it will be. But let's wait and see. I think the intent is good. And so, sometimes that leads to a positive outcome.
And then you get the question, should you be chasing the social media platform or should you be chasing the individual?
That's right. And, the approach that Australia is talking about of putting, a level of blame onto the platforms for the content that's created is very much at odds with US legislation. So how does that end up playing out?
Interesting. All right, Paul, appreciate your expertise. Paul Spain, we'll watch and see see how it goes. Steve Price, speaking of Australia, with us after 8:30 this morning. Paul Spain, Chief Executive at Guerrilla Technology.